This is the RV Road and Camping Show, show number 004. The facts don't lie. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's America's favorite podcast, the RV Road and Camping Show on the go, go, go.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. It's so nice to have you with us for another exciting edition of the RV Road and Camping Show. I'm Eddie Edwards. Coming up, some personal thoughts surrounding what I found to be somewhat puzzling while surfing YouTube and the internet. First, let me remind you that there is a lot of very good material when it comes to RVing out there for one to consider, presented by seasoned owners and experts. So please, go to YouTube and the internet and absorb as much as you can. However, after reading and watching a number of sites, I noticed that when it came to singling out dealerships for wrongdoing, Camping World seemed to be the biggest target. Now look, as an RV owner myself, I've kept up with industry news fairly well over the past 20 years and wondered where all the other glaring and unforgiving complaints were on the other dealerships. Because I'm telling you, they too deserve equal billing. Trust me, the facts don't lie. I'm telling you that there are plenty, plenty of RV dealers who've been accused of poor and very bad service. So I asked myself, where were those stories? Also coming up, how good are your negotiating skills? To deal with salespeople highly trained to squeeze every dollar they can out of you when purchasing an RV, you'd better be equally prepared to take them on in a game they're probably the best at. RV sales representatives are so good at making you think you've gotten a great deal that when the truth finally hits you and you realize that you really didn't get such a good deal after all, you feel like shouting out the words, "I got ripped off." Now, had you hired a seasoned RV broker to play the negotiating game for you, it could have perhaps saved you from losing your mind, as well as thousands of dollars. My guest, the RV broker, Dr. James Upham, who I first saw on YouTube, will be here to explain the no in negotiations. So stick around for that and more on this edition of the RV Road and Camping Show.
Opinions shared on the RV Road and Camping Show podcast are solely of the host and his guests. Opposing viewpoints are always invited and will be given the utmost consideration for airing. Send them with your name, a return address, and phone number to eddie@thervroadandcampingshow.com or send to P.O. Box 1955, Cranberry, Pennsylvania, 16066.
You're listening to the RV Road and Camping Show, Eddie Edwards.
Welcome back to the show. A few days ago, I was in my office working on one of my upcoming podcasts when suddenly I experienced an episode of writer's block. Has that ever happened to you? I hate it when my mind won't get into gear, especially when I think I know what I want to say and write about, but I just can't get my fingers in motion on the computer keyboard. So I decided to take a break and started surfing the internet and YouTube to kill some time. And to my surprise, there was a bunch of stuff, very informative, and some very critical of the RV industry. If you don't mind, I'd like to share a couple of the better ones I found that will hopefully prove to be very valuable for those of you currently owning an RV or in the hunt for one. The first is 20 manufacturing fails at the 2023 Hershey RV Show, hosted by J.K. Roeming on YouTube. Now, I can't go through all 20 of the things he found to be a problem, but I will single out one of his 20 that scared the heck out of me. If you watch his video, you'll see him point out a crucial missing aluminum weld underneath an RV. I kid you not. According to his review, there should have been 4 welds. He found only 3 on this particular RV model. Go to his YouTube site, J.K. Roeming, that's R-O-A-M-I-N-G, under the heading 20 Manufacturing Fails at the 2023 Hershey RV Show. And you'll see him not only identify the missing weld, but other eye-popping things he pointed out that made me cringe in disbelief. My goodness, I thought, how did they get past inspection? That's unbelievable, not to mention unacceptable, for an industry already riddled with quality control complaints. What about the future buyer of this particular RV if what Mr. Roaming found was not addressed? I tried to contact him to see if he reported any of his findings to the dealers or manufacturers at the show, but was unsuccessful in getting a response from him. I would have loved to hear the dealer's explanations to some of Mr. Roaming's findings. Again, you can check out J.K. Roaming's video on YouTube titled 20 Manufacturing Fails at the 2023 Hershey RV Show. Another one I enjoyed and found interesting while surfing YouTube was presented by Dr. James Upham, the RV broker, titled The No in RV Negotiations. He reviewed a litany of things buyers should and shouldn't do when entering an RV dealership showroom. He reinforces some basic negotiating rules to be used when trying to get a better deal. And if you think you don't have sharp enough bargaining skills, you can actually hire a broker like him to help negotiate the deal for you on a new or used RV. By the way, Dr. Upham, better known as the RV broker, will be my guest once again on today's program. There is a lot on the internet surrounding RVing that I found to be useful and a whole lot of stuff that can be misleading. A word of caution, you really do have to be careful on what sites you can trust for accurate information and good advice. One of the things worthy of note I identified on YouTube especially, and some of the blogs, was the number of reviews on Camping World and how few there were on other RV dealerships. Camping World was being scrutinized for everything from poor service to slick financing schemes and more. I wondered why people were so obsessed at taking aim at Camping World and not other RV dealerships when they're doing some of the exact same things. That's when my journalistic instincts kicked in. So I thought, why not dig a little using Google search and see what I might find? At random, I picked some of the biggest names in the RV business and then went to the Better Business Bureau. And yep, there they were, all of them. The bottom line to all of this is to not rely on any one source for your information and to do your homework before you buy. I'm here to keep it real and to tell you that there is not one RV dealership in this entire country that hasn't been accused of taking advantage of customers. So why pick on Camping World, I thought? Is there an agenda here? I'll share my thoughts when the RV Road and Camping Show returns.
Do you own an RV? Are you frustrated with dealers and manufacturers who, when it's time for repairs, turn their backs on you and perhaps won't even return your calls? Well, fret no more, because the RV Road and Camping Show wants to hear from you. Send your story to thervroadandcampingshow.com and don't forget to include a contact number. Now, back to Eddie.
So, the question remains, why do some critics take more of an aim at Camping World than they do at others? Is it because they now dominate the RV market? Because believe me, no RV dealership is exempt from customer complaints. Service warranties are debated everywhere. Inexperienced service technicians can be found everywhere. Unscrupulous sales and service people and management can be found at RV dealerships everywhere. If the critics are going to target Camping World, and again, some with good reason, why don't I see it being done with the same vigor to other dealerships in the RV business that surely deserve the same level of attention, if not more? Go ahead and look up some of their names, and you'll find articles ranging from accusations of fraud to providing less than acceptable service standards. How is it that some RV internet sites have very little or nothing to say about them? Picking on the giant isn't going to go very far to addressing the poor image and reputation the entire industry currently faces. Camping World is a multi-billion dollar publicly traded corporation and can ill afford to deliberately piss off its customers, yet alone its shareholders. With over 200 locations throughout the United States and more to come, they would not be able to sustain themselves or their customer base for very long if they knowingly approved and accepted such irresponsible behavior that some charged them with. When you have hundreds of locations selling anything, I don't care what it is, you're bound to encounter problems, deserved or not, that may attract the day's headlines. Now, if you Google the names of all the other industry giants, as I mentioned earlier, you'll find that they are accused of some of the exact same things you find Camping World being singled out for. Where are they on YouTube and some of the other sites? Remember my interview with RV wholesalers? As David Darnell, the owner, said, it's not just one company with questionable sales and service schemes. It's quite a few of them. He told us if they rip you off before the deal, what do you think will happen afterwards? Listen.
And if they won't sign that, if they won't put that in writing, you need to run because they're going to get you when you get there. And, you know, the biggest thing that we try to tell people all the time is we vote with our dollars. If you stay at a dealership that does that, you're telling them it's okay. Literally.
Yeah.
Now here's the other thing. If they'll rip you off before the deal, what kind of service do you think you're going to get after the deal? You aren't. They don't care about your business.
Yeah.
Very simply put, they don't care if you're mad when you leave and you just bought a new unit from them. They certainly aren't going to care in 2 months when you have an issue.
So do your homework and fully research the dealer you're considering doing business with before you buy. And for goodness sake, your first stop should be with the Better Business Bureau. Remember, no matter where the RV dealership is or who owns them, chances are you will probably find customer dissatisfaction and concerns. As a whole, the RV industry is not perfect, and I for one don't expect them to be. However, they can do a better job of taking care of their customers. We shouldn't have to beg and plead for timely repairs. A personal note here. I don't get one red cent from Camping World in support of my podcast. Not one penny. I do this podcast to share my 20-plus years of knowledge so people aren't being taken advantage of or misled. More on this topic right after these messages.
It's time for a spotlight on campsites. This week's feature is Pima Tuning State Park. A popular vacation destination, Pima Tuning State Park is located on the Pennsylvania-Ohio state border. Pima Tuning is well known for its superb outdoor activities for RVers and campers alike. The 17,000 plus acre lake offers a number of boat launching areas, seasonal docks, and some of the finest fishing in the area. Visitors will also find a large, shady campground with a number of lakeside views. And if you like roughing it, you won't find a better place to do it. The family campground offers full hookups, clean restrooms and shower facilities, rental cabins that sleep 2 to 4, a camping store, picnic pavilions, and a beach for those hot, sunny days. You've got to see this place to believe it. Pima Tuning is one of the most visited state parks on either side of the border. To contact the Ohio side of the lake and campground located in Andover, Ohio, call 440-261-4551. For the Jamestown, Pennsylvania side, call 724-932-3142 or visit the Pima Tuning website. Hey, what are you waiting for? Start planning your next trip today for Pima Tuning State Park, spelled P-Y-M-A-T-U-N-I-N-G. That's all for now for a spotlight on campsites.
You're listening to the RV Road and Camping Show.
Most RV dealers, just like all other businesses, almost always encounter some kind of grievance from those who patronize them that in most instances should be settled within. However, when the manager won't help, staff refuses to return phone calls, or does something just plain stupid, then it's time for further action. One can start by contacting the dealership's main and/or corporate office. And when the corporate office doesn't respond to a serious inquiry after you've spent tens of thousands of dollars with them, then maybe it's time to contact your state's attorney general, and perhaps even to get a lawyer involved, and perhaps to even contact your local TV news channel like the lady I'm about to talk about did. I found her story on the internet. Even though I'm sure her situation is not unique to the industry, it's just one of the many unfortunate complaints that exist from actual customers I stumbled across that need to be shared more on social media for two reasons. The first is to alert RVers, especially future buyers, that there are courses of action one can take when all other avenues have been exhausted and it seems no one at the dealership responds to you. The second is to apply all the necessary steps of action outlined earlier when you believe you are being deliberately ignored, just like this lady did in the story I'm about to share. The long and short of it was, she bought a new trailer and began making monthly payments on it, which had a number of issues needing addressed before she could take delivery of it. She waited several long months and nothing. Fed up with the excuses, the stalling, and making endless phone calls literally daily to no avail, she demanded her money back from the dealership, in this case owned by Camping World. Because she got nowhere on her own, she sought out the involvement of the Attorney General and the investigative news desk at KARK-TV4 in Little Rock, Arkansas. They managed to get in touch with Camping World's corporate offices. The executives, after understanding what she had been put through, agreed to offer her a full refund. It was awful what happened to her at Gander RV, and no excuse for that kind of treatment or delay from someone who had just spent over $100,000 for a brand new trailer. She lucked out, though, because the executives at Camping World stepped up to the plate to resolve her dispute. At most all other RV dealerships, that doesn't always happen. Not very often anyway, to my knowledge. I think somebody at Gander RV simply dropped the ball. As a matter of fact, had I owned that dealership, heads would have rolled. I have no doubt that if corporate executives would have gotten wind of her situation much earlier in the delay, there's no doubt they would have resolved this very unfortunate fiasco. I'll say it again. The facts don't lie. If you think all RV dealerships are the same or perfect, with very few exceptions, I've got news for you. You're wrong. As I close out this topic, I challenge each of you not to take my words for it, but to accept my challenge, which is to search out any RV dealership of your choosing, local or national, and you'll be shocked at what you find when you perform a thorough search of RV customer complaints. One final note to remember, and that is some people in businesses have personal agendas when you find them constantly bashing one or the other. I'm not here to defend or promote Camping World, but rather to give you my observation as to what actually goes on in the industry so that you have a clearer perspective as to what gets either reported, underreported, or just plain overlooked, as I felt while surfing YouTube and some blogs. With 200-plus locations nationwide, and sales numbers that are the envy of all other dealerships in the RV business, Camping World is no doubt a premier competitor. People patronize them in record numbers because of their very aggressive marketing campaigns and their ability to match or beat a number of its competitors' prices. Camping World is not perfect by any means, or as bad as some want to make them out to be. The problem with the RV industry in general is that they need to stop passing the buck and stand behind their products and promises so customers don't have to fight so often in order to receive what was promised at the time of the sale. I want you to be a part of this great pastime called RVing. I've been involved with it for well over a few decades now. It's so much fun. However, I will use my podcast from time to time to expose what has happened to me personally at RV dealerships, some of which is not very good, and to report other important stories you need to be aware of. Don't be so eager to sign and drive away in a new RV without being fully informed. And for goodness sake, please, please read your buyer's agreement. Don't sign off on legal language buried in paperwork you don't clearly understand, as so many often do, only to regret it months after driving their units off the lot. Do your research, because the facts don't lie. Coming up, should you hire a broker for your next RV deal? I'll return in a moment with the RV broker himself. He'll explain why it just might be a very good idea.
Do you own an RV? Are you frustrated with dealers and manufacturers who, when it's time for repairs, turn their backs on you and perhaps won't even return your calls? Well, fret no more, because the RV Road and Camping Show wants to hear from you. Send your story to thervroadandcampingshow.com and don't forget to include a contact number. Now, back to Eddie.
Glad you're back with us. The hiring of an RV broker to negotiate the price between the dealership or a private seller and the buyer is fast becoming the way to lock down a good deal and save money on the purchase price of an RV. Many RV buyers have not only saved thousands of dollars by using an experienced broker to represent them at the negotiating table, but also peace of mind. Think about it. How much do you really know about an RV? Some of you have never even owned one. RVs are costing nearly as much as a house these days. Therefore, shouldn't you expect and receive the same quality brokerage services that you would when selling or buying a home? It makes sense to me, especially if you have limited knowledge on what it is you're buying into. I had no idea that such personal services even existed until I came across the name of Dr. James Upham while surfing YouTube. Remember earlier in the show when I told you that I had experienced a brief spell of writer's block while preparing an upcoming podcast and decided to perform a search of the internet to see what RVers were talking about? That's how I stumbled upon the videos of My RV Broker. Dr. Upham had a number of educational videos on the do's and don'ts of buying an RV and why one should consider hiring a broker, especially if you are new to RVing. Dr. Upham's credentials are impressive. As a matter of fact, they're second to none in the industry. He has an MBA and earned his doctorate in business administration with a concentration in international RV business. Over the past 20 years, he has blazed a trail of experience in the RV industry as a wholesale manufacturing rep to retail and everything in between. After working for numerous RV manufacturers and dealerships over the years, he decided to leave and put his superior knowledge of the industry to work for the buyer as a broker. This guy knows all the tricks and gimmicks dealerships use to lure customers into their showrooms and into deals that might not be in their best interest. He's the kind of expert you would most likely want standing by your side when it's time for your next RV purchase.
Knowledge is power, as I used to say, and we've heard that saying before. But it's the application of that knowledge when it comes to buying an RV. So, yes, I think there's certain things that you need to do. Remember, I used to work on the other side of the desk, right? So I was the manufacturing rep who was privy to a lot of the dealership practices that I disagreed with, that I thought were unethical. In some cases, I'm certain were illegal. And it was a difficult position that I was in because I am always about the customer, the end user. Most of what I do today, I know we can get into this in the show, but is helping empower people to know that, you know, they want, I want them to have a good experience, not just get a great price, but an overall good experience. And that's soured a lot of times by dealerships. So there's a lot of things that dealers do that I think we can talk to just to be aware of when somebody's deciding to go in and buy.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, most of us want to think we're pretty good negotiators. But let's be honest, there are a great number of people who have no idea what they're doing and end up signing off on ridiculously insane deals. I can remember when I bought a car for the first time. After signing the agreement, I beat my chest as if I was Tarzan, king of all negotiators. You see, I thought I'd shaken the dealer down into giving me the deal of a lifetime. Truth was, I got suckered into believing that. In reality, I overpaid by several thousand dollars. You really have to be an industry insider to fully understand how they crunch their numbers and how they use that strategy to take you to the bank. RV salespeople are some of the best at this game, making one think they've gotten the absolute rock-bottom price when, in reality, they didn't.
I always joke and say, listen, if a RV salesperson's lips are moving, they're most likely lying. And I say that, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek. And the fact is that they're not all bad. In fact, I still have some really good friends that I work with that are good, honorable, just good dealers that will shoot you straight. And I think you've even had a few of them on your show, actually. But the fact is that most of the time when an RV salesperson's mouth is moving, they're lying. And I say that to say you just cannot assume that they have your best interest at heart because it's so easy for them to spend your money. And nobody feels the same way about your money like you do. So you have to go in understanding that this is a game in many respects. You got to go in with a game plan. And so that's where I think having somebody like me, you don't have to have someone like me, but having someone who's been doing this for a long time, who knows dealer cost, who understands what is and what is not a good deal, who uses the same software and writes appraisals, which is another part of our business that I do. So these are the things that I think you go in empowered and you go in looking for not only a good deal, but a really good experience. That's the key.
After the break, my guest, Dr. Upham, is back explaining the advantages of having your bank or the dealerships finance your RV purchase.
It's America's favorite podcast. The RV Road and Camping Show on the go, go, go.
If your RV or trailer has been rejected for services from a dealer, regardless of the reason, the RV Road and Camping Show wants to hear from you. Together, we can reach out to the proper authorities and put a stop to selling RVs the industry isn't willing to stand behind. Send your personal story to the RVRoadAndCampingShow.com. Please include your phone number. The RV Road and Camping Show, where we not only want to inform, but help make your RV and camping experience a pleasant one.
Welcome to Spotlight on Campsites. If you've ever wanted to get away from it all and park your RV along the sandy beaches of the Pacific Ocean, then head to Highway 1 and onto Sonoma Coast State Park. Campers who dream to be right on the beach with ocean views will be thrilled with their scenic surroundings. Visitors enjoy exploring the coast, watching for wildlife, nearby fishing, photography, bird watching, and even hang gliding. For a feeling of serenity and spectacular sunsets, this small public campground can't be beat. You must plan well ahead to reserve one of the 27 beach campsites that will no doubt leave you with memories to last a lifetime. It's important to note that Wright's Beach is for self-contained RVs. Wright's Beach, one of America's highly rated beach campsites, is located in Bodega Bay, California. For more information, visit their website or call 707-875-3483. This has been Spotlight on Campsites.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, we can at times be our own worst enemy when buying something. We become impulse buyers. We just have to have it now. We don't want to wait to take the time to shop around for the best price. There are a number of things that contribute to this behavior. We fall prey to salespeople and feel pressured by them to buy now for this special discounted price because, remember, it goes away after today. That's a lure tactic for which you don't want to take the bait. An experienced broker can once again identify such schemes and help you focus on some of the more important things, such as avoiding junk fees, and help even to advise who should handle the financing, which can add thousands to your bottom line.
I'm a big cash guy. I personally believe if you can, if it doesn't put you in a very bad financial position, I love to buy things in cash. Now, you don't want to necessarily walk into a dealership if you're not buying from a private party. If you're walking, you're buying from a dealer, which there's advantages and disadvantages to both, and maybe we have time to talk about that. But in this case, you're walking into a dealership. The days of you walking in and announcing, I know just a minute ago off air, we were talking about your experience with the car. Buying a car thinking you had a great deal to find out later you weren't. I think people go into this idea, if I tell them I'm paying with cash, then I'm going to get the best deal possible. And the fact of the matter is that the F&I department and the finance in general for these dealerships is a cash cow. There's a lot of times, particularly pre-COVID, where dealers were willing to let go of gross, the amount that they were making gross on the top line, in order to get into, finance and insurance and everything else that's offered, extended warranties, whatnot, because it was such a moneymaker for them. And it still is. And so when you're looking to finance, if you can't do the cash option, I always recommend at least three options out there for you. Number one is you go to whoever you bank with now. Find out if it's a credit union, if it's it could be a community bank. I mean, it could be USAA, for instance. I mean, they have some great programs. Just go with whoever you're working with now and see what's available. The second thing is, I personally like to use – I have one – I use one company now because they're the best. That's all they do is RVs and boats. And they're very aggressive. Their terms are great. The amount, typically depending on your credit rating, of course, but the amount that they require to purchase one is usually a lot lower. These are just really, really good quality companies. And so I would use somebody as an outside source that maybe specializes in RVs or boats. And then the third option is not a problem for you to go to the dealership and find out what the dealer has to offer. That doesn't necessarily mean you need to go with that, but you have to be aware that there are some really unscrupulous practices out there where a dealer will come in and say, look, just as an example, Eddie, I'm going to sell this to you for $105,000. However, if you decide to finance with us and you keep the loan for 4 months or more, then we can sell it to you for $100,000. So there's a real ethical issue there in my book. And in some states, not an attorney speaking here, right? But just in my experience, that's actually illegal. And so you have this idea that you're going to get a better, you're going to actually get a better deal by not paying in cash. And so it's kind of a long way of saying, hey, if you are going to pay cash or if you do have your own financing, the way that I handle that for my clients is, hey, we haven't decided yet. We haven't decided. We're keeping all our options open on the table right now on how we're going to pay for this. Because if you go in and say, I'm going to pay cash, then they immediately know that they could try that scenario. Well, I can get you a better deal if you finance with us. And you just don't want to really work with a lot of companies that do that, if it makes sense. The no negotiation, what I try to do is I know, and like your show is a great example of this too, I only want to bring something that's valuable to the market. I don't want to just put content out there.
Yeah.
And where I feel that, a lot of my videos or I'm using these different sayings like the no negotiation, it's because in my experience that if you follow a certain, you're nimble, you're flexible, right? And you have a game plan, but you have this idea that when you're going into negotiations, it sounds crazy, but I'm amazed at how many people go into buying an RV and forget that they can say no. And what I mean by that is like you get into all of this, you get pressured, you hear that, you know, we talked earlier in the show about, you know, these RV shows. Hey, this, we're only going to have one of these. Financing terms are better than they'll ever be. We've partnered with, you know, the lender, and it's just for the show, and you got to buy now. You won't see another one for 6 months, and pressure. And so you end up getting real emotional, and you kind of forget, it sounds crazy, but you forget that you have the opportunity to say no, to not just to say no to all the add-ons, to the extras. And I think, you know, the point of that whole video, which I've done, it was about a year ago. So the point is that you got to go in understanding kind of, you know, what I said earlier, which is, you know, it's really easy for other people to spend your money. And when you go in and you just basically get wined and dined and let and listen to the song and dance and do all these great things and you get pressured, you know, you have to let these dealers compete for your business. And so you just basically the whole idea there is that there will come a time where you have to say no to their offer, to their, you know, when the rebuttal comes, or when, you know, the counter offer comes back. You got to be willing to walk away and say no and continue the process with another dealer. And I say that, I know it's kind of a no brainer, if you will, but a lot of times people forget that we're in the heat of the battle. And so you need to have, and I think in that video I outlined, you know, basically three or four steps. Go in with this, you know, one, two, and three. And so that was kind of the idea there. So yes, yeah, say no. And there's power in saying no. And a lot of times when you say no, then they're still calling you 2 weeks later, trying to get you to buy and finally coming down on their price. And yeah, there's a real advantage when you're buying and you're the one that's controlling the situation. Now, they're not going to give away an RV, but you should definitely use that word no more often than people do.
Dr. Upham was pretty convincing to me. So I wanted to know exactly what does it cost to hire someone like him?
So what a lot of brokers do, particularly down in Florida, because that's a big broker business for the auto industry. And I'll just put, you know, the little on the large umbrella, a little subset of that would be the RV, right? And so what you'll find is they'll say, hey, come list your RV with us and we will charge you 7 to 20%. Basically the same thing that dealers will do for consignment, which by the way is usually a very bad deal for you as a consumer, right? If you're selling it, if you're buying it, it could work out. But if you're selling it, consignment can be a very bad thing. And maybe on another show we can talk about that. But you know, the fact is that I usually on a percentage basis, these brokers, and what they do is they list it. They, you know, in some cases they help show it. They find you a buyer and they say, okay, you know, it's going to be, I would tell you in my experience, most of these guys are charging a minimum of 10%, some more, some less. Now I charge a flat rate. So I typically will say, look, you know, as I said earlier, I don't require any these lengthy contracts. I want to build a relationship with you so that if you're hiring me to buy something for you when it's time to sell it, which it will in about 3.5 years on average, when you want me to sell it, that you're going to go back to me and I'm going to continue to have this relationship with you. So, I mean, I'm in the neighborhood of typically $1,500 to $2,500. And I do things a little differently. So, but again, don't hold me. It just really depends on the circumstance, depending on what we're selling, how quickly we're trying to sell it, where we're selling it. So I customize it, but I don't think you should be paying more than a few thousand dollars to get somebody to help sell your RV for you. And dealerships will charge significantly more than that to put it on their lot and to sell for you. So you don't, you know, in the world of RV Trader, you certainly don't need a broker or a dealer to sell for you, but there's a lot of advantages. Some we talked about here earlier as to why you might want to do that. So yeah, shop around and see who's going to take care of you the best.
So what sets a broker apart from an RV dealer sales rep? Your broker and you control everything. They either accept your offer or reject it. By teaming up with a broker, you will have the benefit of years of practical RVing experience and the knowledge of the recreational vehicle marketplace. Before hiring a broker, make sure that you double-check their credentials and get references if possible. Certification varies state to state, and above all, make sure they're not directly tied to a particular dealership's payroll as a full-time employee. hire an independent broker. There is a better than good chance that an experienced broker will save you thousands on your new or used RV because they have the dealerships competing for your business. To contact Dr. James Upham, email him at myrvbroker.com. That's myrvbroker.com. You can also find him on YouTube, as I did, where he has an array of informational videos. As an RV owner with over 20 years of experience, I created this podcast to help new owners avoid the headaches I encountered. I'll never forget the day I was refused service because I didn't buy my RV from a particular dealer. I'll never forget the day the service manager told me my RV, even though it was in excellent condition, it was over 10 years old, and they could not help me. They don't tell you these things at the time of purchase. Instead, they blow up our heads with these rosy pictures about lifetime service and that we can take our RVs to any dealership in the country for repairs. No, 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 my friends. That's not completely true. In fact, it can be the opposite at a number of dealerships nationwide. Let me say this loud and clear. I am a proponent of RVing, which is why I created this podcast. I want people to buy and experience RVing. It can be lots of fun for you and your family. Just be careful who you do business with.
Opinions shared on the RV Road and Camping Show podcast are solely of the host and his guests. Opposing viewpoints are always invited and will be given the utmost consideration for airing. Send them with your name, a return address, and phone number to eddie@thervroadandcampingshow.com or send to P.O. Box 1955, Cranberry, Pennsylvania, 16066.
You're listening to the RV Road and Camping Show, Eddie Edwards.
Remember, it's incumbent upon each of you listening to this podcast to understand what you're buying into. That being said, and in spite of some of the industry negatives, I want to remind those of you who want to buy an RV, there's plenty of support available for you, such as people like the RV broker Dr. James Upham, who will help guide you through the maze of do's and don'ts. RVing is fun if you collaborate with the right people. Believe me, there's nothing like packing up and heading out for a glorious getaway in one of America's beautiful parks. You don't know what you've been missing out on until you own an RV. If you do your homework and research before you buy, you'll be able to see through the negative fog that can at times cloud the image of the fun side of RVing. You found today's show to be informative. If you want more information on our guests, you can find their contact info on our website. Remember, we'd love to hear your thoughts surrounding today's show. Send your comments to me, Eddie, that's E-D-D-I-E, at the RV Road and Camping Show.com. Or you can get in touch by sending your comments to P.O. Box 1955, Cranberry, Pennsylvania, 16066. Now, it's time to start up those engines, hook up those trailers, get the family, and go camping.